This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian town of Tal Abayad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Ankara seized control of Tal Abayad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria. That followed U.S. President Donald Trump's earlier decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the region. Hong Kong riot police continued to be out in force Saturday evening as protesters set barricades on fire following a day of mass protest across the city. Thousands of black-clad masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into Hong Kong's central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy after Beijing indicated it could tighten its grip on the territory. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the nearby Victoria Park. Riot police conducted searches and issued warnings that the rally was illegal and protesters were violating a government ban on masks. The protests began in June over a now-shelved plan to allow extraditions to mainland China. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters blocked all roads leading to Iraq's main Gulf port on Saturday. After overnight clashes that added to the protests' massive casualties, Matthew Liratunda of Reuters has more.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That's Matthew Liratunda of Reuters. Mali's government says 53 soldiers and one civilian were killed in a militant attack on a northern military post. Friday's assault is one of the deadliest in recent jihadist violence. The government said in a statement that reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and to hunt down the attackers. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Numerous wildfires continue to burn across California. Most of them are contained, but the devastation and emotional toll on residents and first responders is high. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Crews are battling the Maria Fire northwest of L.A., one of the last significant wildfires to hit the state this season, says Cal Fire's Scott McClain.
It has burned over 9,400 acres of grass and brush in difficult terrain. And it is 20% contained, so that's good, some good news.
In L.A., actor Matthew McConaughey helped cook and deliver barbecue to first responders on Friday.
We're here to help out, and hopefully next year we can come back and say thank you to these first responders. Maybe there won't be another fire then.
Meanwhile, California's largest wildfire, the Kincaid Fire just north of San Francisco, which burned more than 77,000 acres, is 72% contained, and most of the more than 180,000 evacuees are able to return, according to Cal Fire. I'm Julie Walker.
A supply ship headed to the International Space Station Saturday, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
3, 2, 1.
Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket roared skyward from NASA's flight facility on Wallops Island, Virginia, Saturday morning, atop its Cygnus capsule, stocked with some 8,200 pounds of supplies. They include a new safety vest to guard against radiation and an oven which space station astronauts will test by baking chocolate chip cookies made from scratch. And it also includes parts from a sports car. Researchers are considering the carbon fiber samples for medical implants.
That's AP's Ben Thomas. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.